रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 20. तारा'स लैमेंट. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. And so the shaft let fly from the terrible bow of Rama, quenched the life of Vali and hurled him down, an unsightly corpse. Tara beheld the lord of the monkeys lie in the dust like a maddened elephant mortally wounded, or the mountain Mahendra brought down by the resistless Vajra of Indra. She ran up to him, clasped him to her breast, and wailed piteously in utter abandonment of grief, as cruel memory brought before her picture after picture, scene after scene of his noble excellences and mighty exploits. Oh, terrible in fight, hero of heroes, noblest of monkeys, have you no heart to speak to me even when you see me wail and moan so miserably? And I am utterly innocent of any offense to you or discourtesy. Arise, Lord of my heart. It ill becomes proud kings like you to stretch your limbs in the dust. Where are your costly beds, your seats of gold and gems, your silken hangings, curtains and tapestries? Ah, now do I see too well that I am nothing to you by the side of that enchantress, the earth. For do you not lie clasped in her wanton embrace, even after life and light have left you? What? You will not spare me a glance, not one. I see that you have taken care to provide yourself with another Kishkindha, the world of heroes, as charming and lovely as the one you leave behind. Else, why recline here on the bare earth, on the field of battle? Ruin, red ruin has fallen upon the noble forests, the gardens where you disported yourself in the company of your favorite wives. No joy for me hereafter, no sport, no delight, no hope, nay, no dream of it in the endless future. You are no more the stay and support of the monkey world. The dark grief yawns for me and its fathomless depths. Oh, wonder of wonders, I see the life of my life struck dead by an arrow, and my heart shatters now to pieces through excess of sorrow. Is it mortal flesh or adamantine vajra? You have deprived Sugriva of the wife of his choice and of the crown that was his by right, and the foul sin has come home to roost. I did my best to keep you back, for my heart ever seeks your welfare and glory. But fate clouded your noble intellect, and you would have none of me. The Apsaras in the bright heavens enjoy deathless youth and matchless beauty. They are renowned high priestesses in the mysteries of love, and even they would be fascinated by you. Haughty and unbending, invincible as yet, you have been defeated by Sugriva, and inferior to you in every way. How else could I account for it than that Yama has wantonly shorn the threads of your life? My heart was till now an utter stranger to grief, calamity, or uneasiness, and the age-long future spreads before me, dark and miserable, bereft of my husband and all destitute. Let me be. Would you not so much as deign to cast a glance at Angada, the son of your heart, of matchless grace and beauty, formed to enjoy life and its keenest joys, brought up in luxury and ease? I dread to think of the fate that is in store for him at the hands of his uncle. Sugriva would brood ever upon the wrongs he had suffered through you, and would wreak his vengeance upon your poor child. Light of my eyes, Angada, look your last upon your noble sire, for never more will his palace know him. Lord, you never went from your palace until you clasped your Angada to your breast, smelt him upon the crown, and consoled him against your return. And now you go upon the longest journey you ever made, and never to return. Call your boy unto you, console him, and place in his heart wise counsels and hoary maxims. Rama has slain you and has won peerless fame. He has made good his promise to Sugriva and has discharged his obligations but too well. Sugriva, have you reached the goal of your aspirations? Have you realized your dreams? You will have a happy life of it with your Rama. This broad empire lies at your mercy without a foe, without a rival. Vali, your mortal enemy and brother, is no more. Mighty King, I rave and moan so piteously and yet no word in reply. Lo, your favorite wives stand around you. Turn your eyes on them. Thereupon the royal ladies clasped Angada to their breasts and lamented sore and piteously. Lord, Prince of Heroes, boundless is your love and affection to Angada, blessed with all perfections. And have you set your heart upon making this long journey, never to return, and leaving him a forlorn waif? Was I guilty at any time of the slightest offense to you? No, and nor my boy. And even if I were so unfortunate, can you not find it in your heart to forgive and forget? I humbly entreat it of you and lay my head at your feet. And Tara lamented piteously while the other ladies took up the sad refrain. She was dead set on taking her place by her lord and starving herself to death. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunavate Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhoumaya Mangalam.